Just in time for Labor Day, ground beef up 26% in Kamala's America. By Hannah Knudsen on August 30, 2024. Americans planning their Labor Day cookouts are in for a shock. As a main staple of an American cookout, ground beef is up a staggering 26% in Kamala Harris's America. Labor Day is right around the corner, but Americans might not feel that spark of joy touted by Democrats as they fire up their grills. Knowing all too well the grim reality of food prices in the Biden-Harris America. According to Consumer Price Index, CPI, data, the price of ground beef has risen 26% since January 2021, when former President Donald Trump left the White House and President Joe Biden and Harris took over. As a whole, groceries are up 22% since January 2021, even though the Biden-Harris White House remains in complete denial, falsely claiming that grocery prices went down. Chart, U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics release, Consumer Price Index. As Breitbart News reported, Americans are facing the worst food inflation in nearly half a century. The first 42 months of the Biden-Harris administration have seen the biggest increase in food inflation under any president since Jimmy Carter. It is the third largest increase over the first 3.5 years of a presidential term ever recorded in data going back to 1952, trailing Carter's record and Nixon's second term. By contrast, grocery prices rose just 6.3% over the first 42 months of Donald Trump's presidency. Food prices are still rising. The index for food rose 0.2% in July and was up 0.1% for the category covering groceries. The second straight month of rising prices following 4 months of negative readings on the Consumer Price Index for food at home. But Americans might have more to worry about than the price of ground beef alone if Harris truly has her way. In the past, she signaled support of changing the government's dietary guidelines to reduce the consumption of red meat, seemingly supporting the idea of banning certain behaviors to combat climate change. After a voter asked her about this in light of the impact of the climate change, Harris said in part, "The balance that we have to strike here is about what government can and should do around creating incentives and then banning certain behaviors," admitting that she enjoys a cheeseburger from time to time. Watch. Despite that, when CNN's Aaron Burnett asked, "Would you support changing the dietary guidelines, the food pyramid, reduce red meat specifically?" Harris said, "Yes, I would."